Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on AM 930 WEOL. Well, I tell you what, when you hear that song, you think of only one man, and that's the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And our guest is a limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun. He's out in L.A., but he's only 3 hours away as far as time zones are concerned.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. And he has a bevy of Hollywood insider information for us. He is Al Harris. Al, how are you?
I'm good, Bull. How are you doing?
Lovely, my friend. Hey, we kind of feel like we cheated the listening audience the last time you were on. I'm an idiot, and I don't know how to work the phones here just yet. I think I finally figured it out. It was my fault we couldn't get you on last time. So the next time that you're in Cleveland, and Al, of course, is a native Clevelander. He's just transplanted back out to Los Angeles for work. You can feel free to knock me around a little bit for not getting you on in time. But that actually worked to our advantage because now we can have you on for an extra 10 minutes here today. That sound good?
That's perfect. Well, glad to be back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back. Now, I want to bring you in with a couple of quick questions right off the bat. We kind of teased this the last time you were on Monday, but you told me you had a too early, in your own words, 2018 Oscars prediction. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, anytime you're a year ahead and you haven't seen the movies yet, it's a little too early to make predictions, but there's a few things, especially on the best picture and both of the acting categories, that I think I feel very confident in. One of them is definitely, I think, best actor. I think right now it looks like it'll be, if I had to pick, Gary Oldman in the movie coming up, Darkest Hour. I think he's finally going to get his statue. He plays Winston Churchill. And if you see any of the photos, he's gone completely heavy makeup, looks just like Winston Churchill did, and it kind of reminds me of when Daniel Day-Lewis was playing Lincoln, and those early photos of Daniel Day-Lewis showed up, and you kind of knew right then he was going to win the best actor when it came out, and that's what it looks like with Gary Oldman, which is great for him because it's long overdue, and I hope he does win. And then my other, my best picture prediction is actually right now between two movies, and I think without seeing either of them, and this is based just on buzz and what I've heard, I think Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk, which is the World War II movie that comes out in July, is a very good chance, along with Catherine Bigelow, who, if you remember, won Best Picture for her movie Hurt Locker a few years ago. She's got another one coming up about the Detroit riots, which has a stacked cast, and I think both of those are strong, strong contenders.
Now, it's been floated out there. I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but apparently, it's been floated out there that when this next Star Wars movie comes out, Mark Hamill, of course, as Luke Skywalker, may get some nods. Have you heard any of that?
I have not, but I will say this. I have not. There's no movie I'm anticipating more right now than that. The next Star Wars coming up, The Last Jedi. And mostly because they're handing, for the first time really, handing their film over to a real auteur, a guy named Rian Johnson, who directed two fantastic movies, Looper and Brick, and some guy with a little indie sensibility, but a very creative style. And he's writing it himself, directing it. And from what I heard, J.J. Abrams, who, you know, directed the last one, said that he wished he was directing this one because that's how good the script was. So I am very excited for this one. I haven't heard anything about Mark Hamill being nominated, but I've seen crazier things, so who knows?
Well, yeah, I think I saw the same thing. You, J.J. Abrams is the guy who's throwing that out there, Al, and I think it's because we were teasing you on Monday and your predictions. Abrams may have heard that and said, hey, look, I got to throw my prediction out there here a little early. I just wanted to ask you, obviously, with the Oscars over and the buzz and everything, I think Bull already alluded to it, so I may be stealing his question, but I actually thought Jimmy Kimmel was pretty funny. He said a lot of things that many of us thought. As you bring up Mark Hamill possibly being nominated, I think, how could that be? People will go see that movie. That was a running joke, it seemed, throughout the show, but it seemed like the ratings were down for this one. Any thought to that? I mean, this is sort of steadily, it seems, been going down here over the years. Why are people turning away from the Oscars?
It has, and I think part of the issue is, I think now people are seeing, you know, Hollywood as elitist, and it's very much like that night seems like them just patting themselves on the back, and I think some people are getting a little sick of that. I also think that if you look at it, it's been like it's been going downhill for about 3 years, but 3 years ago, which was 2014, it had the highest ratings it's had. And if you ask me, that was the strongest year for the quality of movies in a while. And I think the quality of film has gone down a little bit, even though I think this year the quality was really good. I think a lot of the movies were like sadder and not as seen as have in the past. And I think that just coupled with our times and with, I think Jimmy Kimmel is a fine host, but I don't think he's – like last year, someone like Chris Rock was much more exciting to me at least, and I think I've heard rumors that maybe Kimmel will do it again or maybe Justin Timberlake. But I think, you know, you have someone like Kimmel who's never actually really been in a big movie, never starred in a movie. I don't think he's ever actually been in a movie playing another character. I think when you have something like this, you should bring in movie stars to host it and at least, you know, some – people that are in that industry.
I'm glad we're having you back as well, Al, because I wanted to ask you, Viola Davis, her acceptance speech, for some reason, it gets a lot of criticism. I think people want to make it political. I didn't think it really was. I thought what she had to say was fairly brilliant, and not only that, I, as a radio guy, I don't know, Bull, if you feel the same way, I get so tired of seeing people pull paper from their pocket and read straight off it. I don't know if she memorized it or what the situation was, but she went straight off the top of her head. I'm just curious what the thoughts are out there in L.A. if people are talking about the acceptance speech Viola Davis gave.
Matt, I got to play a little ignorance on that. That's
all right.
The one speech I wasn't able to catch because we were working that night.
Gotcha.
I caught most everything else. But I think she's been getting a lot of, you know, accolades for her speech along with Mahershala Ali. And I think the fact that anytime you can go out and just speak out of your heart, sure, which I've seen her do in the past. I didn't see this one exactly, but she always gives very impassioned speeches. And I think that's the way it should be. And I think, you know, and I've heard it was a little politicized, but I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people want, you know, actors to stick to acting and not be political, but I think on a, you know, a night like that, it's good for them to, you know, say what they believe.
Our Hollywood insider Al Harris joining us on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll put the Oscars behind us, and we'll want to move into some things that affect us in the here and now, or may affect us maybe just a hair later, because you've got the inside scoop on all of these hot new series that are popping up, whether it's a series you can watch on TV or it's a series you can stream. I want to know what your pick to click is for this week, and on top of that, I want to know if there's a series out there that's going to start sometime soon that maybe I should mark down and sit down for a few hours and watch.
I gotcha. Well, right now, I think, since we haven't done this before, I'm going to tell you a show that, you know, it's on its fourth week right now. It was on last night, but I think it's right now one of the most interesting shows on television, and that's Legion, which is on FX, which comes from the creator and writer of the Fargo series. It's on paper, it's a superhero story, but it's nothing like any superhero thing that I've ever seen before. It's basically about a guy who in the comics is the son of Professor Xavier, but on they haven't alluded to that yet, and I'm not sure if they will on this show. But it's basically about this guy who grew up hearing voices and thinking he was psychotic, and now realizing that he might actually be a telepath and be a superhero. But the way it's shot, it makes you think, like, is what's happening real, or is this all in its head? And it's really, it's just one of the most interesting shot TV shows I've seen ever. Superhero or not, it's changing that genre, and I think the more it comes out, the better it's just going to get. And I totally recommend that show for anyone watching. It's on FX every Wednesday night.
Okay, and then how about a series that we should be looking for to stream? You actually hinted at something that I should watch. I'm not going to steal that thunder from you. I'm going to let you throw it out there.
Well, I think there's so many, there's so much TV out right now. There's so much good stuff coming out. It's hard to, like, you know, watch everything. And for me, there's a couple coming out that just hit my sweet spot as far as the talent involved and the subject matter. And the one I told you about the other day was the show called Glow.
Yes.
Which is going to be on Netflix, I think, end of April. And it stars Alison Brie from Community and Mad Men, and Mark Maron, who hosts his own podcast and his show on IFC. And it's basically about women's wrestling in the early 80s that took place in Vegas. But it's the same creator of Orange is the New Black, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a great subject matter, I think. You being a wrestling fan and me as well, I think it's about time someone did a wrestling show, and I think it'll be great.
Now, they're billing this as an American comedy drama television series, and for what it's worth, Wikipedia says the first season is due to be released on Netflix on June 23rd. I had no idea Marc Maron was in this thing until you brought it up to me. Marc Maron's excellent. The way that podcast is something that's a lot of fun to listen to, and he's got some pretty interesting takes.
Yes, I agree. I've watched his show, too. I've listened to his podcast all the time. He actually lives in the same neighborhood as I do. I've been a big fan of his. And he's not the strongest actor, but I think this role will be perfect for him. It fits his sweet spot entirely, kind of like a scuzzy manager. So I think it'll be great. And Alison Brie, everything she's been in has been fantastic. So I'm really much looking forward to her. And then the other talent involved, like I said, I think Orange is the New Black is the best show that Netflix has put out so far. So giving her another chance at another show with the same kind of subject matter, I think, is a no-brainer.
So Al Harris's picks to click, Legion on FX, which is in its fourth week, and coming up in late June on Netflix, Glow. That sounds like it's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited about Glow. Not that I'm not excited about Legion. Now that you put that on my radar, I'll make it a point to try and watch that.
Sure.
But you better believe that when that first episode of Glow comes out, and apparently the first season consists of 10 episodes, when Glow comes out in late June, I'm all over that.
As you should be. And there's also a bunch of other new shows coming out that I'm very excited for, and we can talk about that on future episodes.
Absolutely. No, there's no question. We're going to try and have you on a weekly basis so you can give us some of your picks to click. And I think that's going to be one of the most exciting things we have when we have you on a weekly basis. Al, you're a busy man. You're sharing an office with your boss. So I'm sure your boss wants you to get back to work. We'll let you do that. But we thank you, as always, for your time. And we'll do it again next week.
I appreciate it, Bull. Thanks, Matt. It was good talking to you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, that's our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, telling you what you should be watching for in the coming days, or in the case of Glow, in a couple of months. But it can never be too soon. We've got more on Bullseye in the Afternoon after this on AM 930 WEOL.